struck and killed about 4:30 Sunday morning in Mount Pleasant on Sheridan Road just north of Chicory Road by a vehicle heading north. First arriving police officer found the 20-year-old victim bleeding from the head, didn't have a pulse. South Shore Fire Department paramedics worked on the victim, but the man expired at the scene. A news release indicates it was a 27-year-old woman from Racine driving the car in the far right lane. The pedestrian appeared along a darkened section of the roadway. Name of the victim is yet to be released. The State Patrol's accident reconstruction team brought in for the investigation. Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department's weekend Operation Drive Sober initiative resulting in 7 arrests between 4 p.m. Friday and 6 a.m. Sunday. 4 were repeat offenders, one man each from Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Darien, plus a woman from Franklin. First-time offenders, a woman from Milwaukee, and 2 men from Greenfield. A creepy clown threat posted on Facebook has the schools in Green Bay and De Pere with added police presence today. The Press Gazette says there was a message on the social media website which named several of the schools as targets. De Pere school officials believed it was all a hoax, but they kept working with police nonetheless on a response, including a greater law enforcement visual at all the schools. Not everybody sold on the school concept of positive behavioral intervention supports, or PBIS for short. It rewards both positive behavior and strategies for actually teaching proper conduct. The goal is to improve school climate and reduce the number of suspensions and expulsions. Jane Larson is a veteran Kenosha Unified teacher and a certified PBS consultant. She tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that the implementation process starts with teaching good behavior.
We're seeing more and more that everything from, you know, when to raise your hand to the procedure for sharpening a pencil, everything needs to be taught. And we are even teaching our new educators, don't take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. We need to teach them everything and reteach and practice. How do we walk in the hall? You can't just do it once.
Jeff Wirch teaches at Bradford High School, where PBIS has been around about 5 years now. He believes it has made a positive difference.
I think it's had a tremendous effect in terms of, before it was like, well, if you're not doing what you're supposed to, you know, our rules read, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And teachers had these rules. And if you didn't follow the rules, then you're out. And, you know, students can get removed from class and things, but we're trying to be proactive and trying to really reduce the number of incidents.
Critics, though, say PBIS leaves too many unmanageable students in the classrooms, and they still negatively impact teaching and learning. PBIS is now in place at all Kenosha and Racine Unified Schools. Well, Governor Scott Walker was apparently more interested in the Packers game than the second presidential debate. He live-tweeted the game while offering no comments about the debate itself going on at the same time. Governor Walker, like other GOP leaders, not backing away from his endorsement of Donald Trump in the presidential race. Another wave of voter registration and absentee ballot mailing showing up in some of the mailboxes of Wisconsinites. State says some of it does contain misleading or incorrect information, like the National Rifle Association and other groups sending mailers directing people to return voter registration applications to the state, not their municipal clerk's office. Reed Magny, public information officer for the Wisconsin Elections Commission, says you don't need to fill out or send in the information requested in these mailers from these outside groups. And as for the election, if you're not registered, you can always show up at your polling place and take care of that.
Just make sure that you bring photo ID in order to get your ballot and a proof of residence document, such as a utility bill, a tax bill, could be a residential lease, a paycheck with your address on it, some correspondence from a government agency.
If you have any questions about the November 8th election, get them answered now. Don't wait until the last minute. Your municipal or county clerk's office can help. Each of them also has website information, as does the state. Chelsea Clinton and Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin scheduled a campaign for Hillary Clinton this afternoon in Racine. They're to appear at the Living Light Community Center, the one-time YWCA building, at 740 College Avenue, just to the west of the courthouse. The doors open up at 1 p.m. Clinton's scheduled to speak at about 1:45. City of Racine residents, meanwhile, unable to vote on November the 8th, or who just don't want to stand in line probably that day, going to have the options of absentee ballots or early voting today through November the 4th. Absentee ballot applications, that's form EL-121, they can be downloaded at www.gab.wy.gov/forms. You complete it, you sign it, then you mail it in, or you drop it off at the city clerk's office along with a valid photo ID copy. The deadline for absentee ballot requests is November 3rd. Voter registration, that form is EL-131, but you will also need acceptable proof of residency. Absentee in-person voting today through November the 4th from 8 in the morning till 4:55 in the afternoon. Also on these two Saturdays, October the 22nd and the 29th from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. And take note, both the parking lots on the west side of City Hall are available for voters. Meters on the north and south sides, they are marked for voter parking only, no cost. Give or take a couple of cents, the average price for gasoline in southeast Wisconsin has actually stayed fairly steady of late. It's gone up about 4 cents on average nationwide.
Average for regular grade gas today is $2.29 a gallon. And oil market analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's all about the cost of crude.
The price is up about 13 cents over 9 weeks, and this also is from about that same amount of rise in the crude oil market.
The Lundberg survey found the average price of mid-grade gasoline was $2.56 a gallon, while premium was $2.78. You'll pay the highest price for regular gas in San Francisco, where the average is $2.80 a gallon, the lowest pump price, $1.97, in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Jan Johnson.
A fatal one-vehicle crash Sunday morning in the 24400 block of Kenosha County Highway NN, still under investigation. The victim's name, though, released this morning. It happened just before 12:30 in the morning. Deputies and Salem rescue personnel dispatched and found a Jeep Grand Cherokee having struck a tree adjacent to the curved section of the roadway. The only occupant pronounced deceased, leading to a call for the medical examiner. Speed and alcohol believed to have contributed to that crash, according to a news release. The victim, identified as 29-year-old Jaron LeMay, who lived in the 900 block of Wood Road in the village of Summers. Anyone who might have information about the crash still encouraged to contact the Kenosha Sheriff's Office at 262-605-5100. October and November, those are the peak times for car deer crashes here in Wisconsin, some drivers having already found that out the hard way. David Pabst heads up the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety, says the first thing you do, make sure that you and everybody in the vehicle are in a seatbelt and pay close attention to the road.
Deer can happen at any time of the day, but deer tend to be most active in the early morning and early evening hours. All drivers need to be alert, but not surprisingly, motorcyclists are especially vulnerable.
Wisconsin law enforcement agencies last year reporting almost 20,000 deer motor vehicle crashes, 5 fatalities, 2 of them motorcyclists. The Racine Interfaith Coalition has scheduled a prayer vigil Tuesday evening for the victim of the community's most recent homicide, a woman murdered in an apartment over the Sunshine Grocery Store last week. That vigil to take place at 6 p.m. Tuesday near the corner of 16th Street and Taylor Avenue, and the public is welcome to attend. The name of the victim has still not been made public at this point. Arrested last week and jailed for homicide and hiding a corpse, 49-year-old Harry Fumick, whose preliminary hearing is set for the morning after the prayer vigil. And a handful of Kenosha committee meetings will be taking place tonight at the municipal building. That includes the Board of Parks Commissioners getting an update on the Dream Playground project, the Public Safety and Welfare Committee revisiting the so-called home sharing proposal, and the Public Works Committee considering a resolution that would subname 60th Street between 23rd and 24th Avenues as Jockey Boulevard. Well, the Packers moved to 3-1 last night in the young season, a 23-16 victory over the New York Giants at Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers, a couple of touchdown throws, 2 interceptions, said the offensive line did a great job, heaped praise on Dom Capers' defense, and says they continue to improve and to fix things, and they're in a good position to face the challenges that still lie ahead.
It's been ugly at times, but we'll take it. You know, it's tough to win in this league. I think this is an important stretch for us. Obviously, we got home games, the next two and two games in a short period of time. You know, these are games we're going to have to win. You know, Dallas is coming here, very good football team, coming off a big win against the Bengals, and then short week Chicago, and then Atlanta, who just knocked off Denver. So this will be an important stretch for our season.
Packers next take on the Tony Romo-less Cowboys at Lambeau next Sunday. A proposed temporary homeless shelter on the second floor of the old Lincoln Lutheran building on Dominick Drive in Racine, which now houses United Way of Racine County, well, it's got some of the area's residents a little concerned about what happens with the overnight visitors when they have to leave at 7 o'clock the next morning.
We are planning on having a van. We're not quite sure how that's going to happen yet, although we've got a couple of different routes to get that. Probably many of them would go to the hospitality center downtown. We do require that they leave, and this was legally, we can't quite require that they leave the area, but we will have security outside to make sure they're not hanging around the United Way area.
Pastor Warren Williams, co-founder of the group Segway, telling the Finance Committee recently they have the money to start operating the shelter if the county board okays the rent and the utility request of $40,000.
They check back in at 7 in the evening. And we plan on picking people up at the meal sites. There's one every night of the week except Saturday. And probably at a secondary location, which we haven't established that yet. Possibly, we were just talking today, Reverend Hargrove, who's on our board, may make his church available as a secondary site to pick up.
Williams projecting 8 to 10 shelter visitors to start, with as many as 30 to 40 when the severe winter weather kicks in. The county board to get the shelter resolution at its October 20th meeting. The Racine County Board is being asked to support the transfer of just over $20,000 from the Buildings and Facilities Capital Budget toward a project for the Jail Alternatives Program. County Executive Chief of Staff M.T. Boyle explained to the Finance Committee recently this has to do with the county taking over bond monitoring efforts from the former Zimmerman Consulting and the need to improve the physical space in the law enforcement center.
All the monitoring then and all the devices were put on at her offices on Main Street. When we took over that program in a temporary measure, we took over the day reporting room in the LEC, which is on the first floor, kind of a small room, and at the time there was only two people working out of that office space. Now there are seven people and several visitors a day, because that's where we're putting on all the monitoring equipment.
Boyle explaining that having the program in the LEC is actually quite convenient, but the office conditions, they're also greatly affected by the weather. You broil in the summer, you freeze in the winter.
There's doors there, glass doors. We're going to take those doors out and replace them with just glass. And then we're also going to upgrade the whole HVAC system so that they are not going to be freezing in the winter and broiling in the summer. It's going to be in the LEC long term. Would it be great if they were in a bigger space? It would be great. But there's just not another space, and they're going to be here long term, so it's worth this upgrade.
The finance panel unanimously supporting the proposal. The county board scheduled to have first and second reading of the resolution at its meeting October 20th, same night as the public hearing on the proposed budget. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee going to be meeting at 5 o'clock this evening, room 307 at City Hall. That agenda includes information from the city purchasing agent, bid results to acquire four heavy-duty 25-cubic-yard garbage trucks with high compaction rear loading and cart lifting capabilities, minus the trade-in value on current vehicles. The price tag would be $823,000. Trucks would be used with a rollout of the semi-automated cart collection system next summer. City purchasing agent also with bid results tonight for the janitorial services contract covering City Hall, the safety building, and the annex. Year one with CleanCo Christians and Enterprises would be $125,000, $128,900 for year number two. Thousands of baby bathtubs purchased between October of 2012 and October of 2013. They're being recalled by Rhode Island-based Summer Infant. More than 85,000 tubs in total need replacement parts. This according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. It says the sling inside the Little Luxuries infant bathtubs might detach, and that would put the baby at risk. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.